Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these Pebbles of Truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at www.pebblesoftruth.com. Welcome back to Pebbles of Truth. Last week, we started talking about our first House on the Rock book that we're hoping to have available in the near future. Its title is How Hard Can It Be? And it's written by our own Scott Phillips. Scott's back with us this week to share another key idea that he's written about in his book. Now, Scott, last week we started to talk about this book, and it's based on your experience as a stay-at-home dad. And
that's true.
What God taught you about parenting and about marriage during that time. What's another big idea that he taught you?
Well, just how I needed to redefine success when I was staying at home compared to when I was in the workforce. Success in the workforce is pretty easy to measure. Our companies give us goals like sales figures or customer service ratings, and or we need to work to meet them. And then at least once a year, we get a formal review, and our boss tells us whether or not we're doing a good job, and hopefully we are, and we get a little bit of a raise.
There you go.
String enough good reviews together, and we're talking a promotion. People usually have no problem identifying a successful business person.
So I'm guessing that when you started staying at home, you found success to be a lot harder to measure.
Oh, it was much harder for me to define because my success was to tie directly to how well my kids were doing because they were my main responsibility.
And sure.
So when my kids struggled in school or socially or developmentally, I sort of felt like a failure, even though, you know, people were saying I was doing a pretty good job.
Right.
I didn't understand all that when I was working, but once I was staying at home, I really realized how we need to redefine success when it comes to our goals in life.
Well, it's interesting about that in our society, and our society's developed all sorts of measurements to, quote, help parents determine if their child's progressing normally.
Right. I mean, there's benchmarks for when they should be walking and when should they should be talking, how tall they should be, how heavy they should be, and even how large their head should be. That one always gets me.
That's true.
You know, I understand the value in those measurements because they help us know what areas our kids may need help in. But those standards seem to be really hard to reach.
I can identify with those standards. For example, my children, they needed to know their ABCs, how to count to 20, and a whole host of other things before they even started kindergarten.
Mine too.
I went to kindergarten to learn those things.
Yeah, so did I. And it just keeps going and going. And so we add to this pressure of all the measuring that happens with all the resources that are out there, the magazine articles, the books, the educational toys, the TV shows, all these things designed to help us raise our kids better. And while they can all be helpful, they also sometimes communicate that message that we're not doing a good job. All parents hear that message loud and clear, and we begin to constantly be searching the horizon for the latest thing in parenting. And we join parenting groups so that we can see how we're doing compared to how other parents are doing.
Yeah, and how good our kids are doing compared to other kids. But I'm guessing that's not the purpose of those church groups.
Well, probably not. But if we're honest, that's what happens a lot of the time. We watch video series, we watch TV shows devoted to being better parents, and we like to watch the shows that show bad parents because then we feel better about ourselves and all these things. And we just want to be the best, most perfect parent we can possibly be so that our kids are going to turn out okay.
So what advice would you give couples how to deal with this myth of the perfect child?
Well, the perfect child and the perfect parent. And the first thing we need to do as a couple is define what success is going to look like in the home. And that's going to be different for different families. But don't be trapped by the standards of the world. Search the scriptures for God's standards of how we should be parenting our kids. And the second thing we need to do with our spouse is just talk through what are some of the warning signs that one of the spouse, typically the stay-at-home spouse, is just starting to become overwhelmed with guilt with how the kids are doing.
Very true.
Guilt just can destroy families, and if you see your spouse being burdened by guilt, you know, you need to help them overcome that.
Well, that's great stuff, Scott. We're going to be talking more about what Scott's learned while he was a stay-at-home dad in the coming weeks, and we'll be posting more information on how to pre-order Scott's book on our website real soon, so be looking for that. And don't forget, if you've missed any of our radio shows, you can always get caught up on our website, pebblesoftruth.com. Scott, what will we be discussing next week?
Well, a lesson I learned on my son Greg's first day of school, how we lose our exclusive influence once our kids board that yellow school bus for the very first time.
Ah, we'll look forward to that. And until next week,
hey, let's keep building our house on the rock.
You've been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at www.pebblesoftruth.com.